WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Coming up, the director of a new movie, After Dark, My Sweet. But first.
Maloya Africa. Manama Africa. Samukela.
In his never-ending quest for new sounds from other countries, world music commentator Milo Miles turns to one of the newest countries in the world, Mozambique, in Africa. He's found a local band, Iupuru, that he says puts together an attractive and broad-minded mix of sources and attitudes. And for the first time, an album of theirs is available here.
Samukela wa mwana Afrika, Samukela wa mwana Mozambique, Samukela wa yari Afrika, Samukela.
When you've heard only traditional folk music from a country, and very little of that, it's hard to imagine what a modern pop band from the place might sound like. Mozambique has been an independent country only since 1975, and my understanding was that its music, like its politics, was overshadowed by neighboring South Africa. That is certainly not the case with the veteran Mozambique band Iupuru and their new album Mama Mozambique. The most prominent influence on Iupuru is not South African music, but soukous from Zaire. Still, the fundamental beats stick close to old acoustic songs from Mozambique villages, and in African pop, the rhythm bed makes all the difference. Iupuru does not sound like secondhand anything. Here's a haunting song about a woman who's so in love she can't even think about fancy cars anymore. The woman singer wailing with the Arabic overtones there is Zina Bakar, who along with guitarist and singer Jimo Remain, leads Iupuru. Indeed, by African standards, the album Mama Mozambique is vigorously feminist. Not only does Bakar write and sing half the songs, but a couple of them take a shot at the puritanical repressive strain and tribal codes of behavior for females. Jimo Remain did write one hymn to Mother that's the old put-her-on-a-pedestal trap, but it's more than counterbalanced by this tune by Bakar, that defends her right to go out with even young boys if she likes. In translation, its title is Leave Me Alone. Iupuru is a fairly compact outfit of only six performers, and a delicate but restless playing for both guitars and drums is always primarily percussive. This may help explain why the group integrates acoustic and electric sound about as well as any band you're going to hear. They avoid received notions of how electric and acoustic are supposed to contrast or even conflict with each other, and instead offer a seductive continuum of tones and beats. It's a particularly comely combination when Latin rumba coloration is thrown in. As in much Afropop, the tension of crisp activity under a languid surface powers this track, an extended tale of a divorce.
Thank you. bahenda na kala maraka ngiba hege bahe maskotwe lafo wira nuva ushana tia nota ngiba hege bahe maskotwe lafo wira nuva ushana tia nota.
Altogether, Iu Puu are a very thoughtful, highly polished bunch who know how to keep a set of songs varied for an uninitiated audience and yet retain that rootsy feel so prized by world music insiders. My only complaint about the Mama Mozambique album is that it never risks going over the top in excitement, but opts to maintain a smooth mood most of the time. Not that these can't be subtle expressions of feeling. The collection's final number translates as A Single Mother of a Single Mother. And in it, Bekar sings the philosophical declarations of a mother distressed that her daughter, like her, has had a child by an absentee father. The spirit of the tune is at first grieving, but then more accepting and resolute. She reflects that a mistake has been passed on through a generation, but it's already happened, and all we can do is make wiser choices from now on. Not bad advice for a little pop tune.
Milo Miles reviewed Iu Puru's Mama Mozambique on the Real World label. This is Fresh Air.